Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Hey now, family, we are doing a new thing. That's right. We are doing a new thing. And you know what? I feel like Oprah today. You get a new thing. You get a new thing. You get a new thing. We get a new thing. Gone are the things of the past. And it is time for you to focus forward on what is new. So if your money is funny, if your change is strange, if your kids are crazy, if your significant other is lazy, it does not matter what you've been through. Because guess what? I have been there and I have done that. When they asked me to do this show, the Millionaires Roundtable, I'm thinking, the Millionaires Roundtable, do they know what I have been through? Do they know what struggles I've had? Do they understand my financial background? You see, I was born and raised in Chicago. My grandmother was 75 years old, cleaning homes for wealthy people, putting me through college. And she taught me everything that big mamas teach their children. She said, go to school. Get a good education. Get a good job. Go to church on Sunday. Wear clean underwear in case you get hit by a bus. You know, that's what all the big mamas teach their children. They tell you to clean your elbows. And I'm like, nobody's even looking at your elbows. You know, all of those things. And I did not know anything about money. My grandmother cleaned homes for a living. And all I knew was if I needed some money, I never felt like I was poor, but I knew I was not rich. Okay. So I got that. I never was in a situation where I was hungry or I didn't know where, a meal or some necessity was going to come from. If I needed money for something, I'd simply say, Grandma, I need some money for a field trip. She'd tell me to look in the room on top of the shelf, behind the box, inside my pocketbook, inside a zipper, wrapped up in a piece of paper towel is $20. So I decided, okay, wait a minute. I had to go to all these places to get the money. So of course I was motivated. She taught me to go to school. I went on to Northwestern University. And there, my first week of school, I went to the credit card room. You all know what I'm talking about, the credit card room. There were about 50 different credit card people. And while many of my classmates were going around to select one credit card, I decided to get one of each. Oh boy, that did not go well. Let me tell you something. I've always had the gift of gab. So when the creditors will call and say, well, Lynn, can you borrow the money? I'd say, can I borrow it from you? I had all kind of funny answers. But when I got out in the real world, it wasn't so funny. My credit was jacked up. My furniture had to come from Rent-A-Center. I knew at that time that this myth or in my head, this vision of being a strong, black, educated woman, I knew it was compromised at the tender young age in my early 20s. And so fast forward, I get married. I have a husband, three children, big old house in the suburbs, biggest house in the subdivision. That was a mistake. I'll tell you about that later. And here I am helping people all over the world get their finances in order, get approved for mortgages. I helped a lady with four bankruptcies and two foreclosures overcome her credit issues. She got into a house with a low interest rate, low down payment, and in the home buyers club. And from there, I went on to write books and so on and so forth. And I was making lots of money. But you see, I was living a lie. As we move forward, we have to unveil the lies because you cannot fix what you will not face. And the lie that I was living is I was living check to Monday. Do you understand what that is? You see, check to check is a blessing. That means you get paid on Friday and by the next payday, you're broke. But check to Monday is an entirely different game. You get paid on Friday. You kick it on the weekend. You pay on your past due bills. Okay? Because in your mind, your current bills are not due yet. Has a creditor ever called you for a bill that's coming up and you looking at the phone like, are they crazy? I haven't even paid the past two bills that are past due. And so that's the lifestyle I was living. And I was making $50, $60, $70, $80, $90,000 a month, not a year. So let me help you understand this. This is why this is a new thing, because more money doesn't solve a money problem. If it did, millionaires wouldn't go bankrupt. If more money could solve a money problem, you'd never have a bankrupt millionaire. You'd never have a bankrupt billionaire. So what do we do about it going forward? How do we take the new thing? The Bible says, behold, I am about to do a new thing in Isaiah 43:19. And it is my belief that as Black and brown people, as people of color, and particularly in the African-American community, we do not lack wealth because we don't have the intellect. African-American women get more degrees than any group of people on the planet. Yet, we still do not have the wealth of other cultures. We are not in a less than wealthy or less than ideal situation with our wealth because we don't get access to the resources. Now, come on now, we got to tell the truth. Have you ever gotten a raise on your job? Okay, now I don't see you right now, but you can raise your hand. Now, when you got that raise, did you go and raise your expenses? You see, if you get a raise on your job and raise your expenses, then you have more bills, you have less freedom, and now you have more responsibility. We do not lack wealth because we don't have the ability to do so. It's not because we're not able. Now, yes, there have been laws in place and redlining and all kinds of discrimination, but here is the truth. The truth is, even back in the early days of history, African Americans were able to manifest wealth. And it is a new season right now. I don't care what time of the year it is. I don't care what year it is. Every single day gives us an opportunity to do something new. So what is that new thing? We're going to learn the rules of the game and then play the game by the rules. This money thing is a game. And I remember as I began to get myself out of the hole that I was in, and I was down under the ground, broke down, crying, all that stuff, embarrassed because I had pretended like I had so much money and didn't really have any. And I was spending it all and helping people get out of jail and buying houses. Like, I was doing it all. But let me tell you something. You cannot give from an empty cup. Your cup must be overflowing. And even then, we have to learn the difference between giving and enabling. We don't want to enable situations. And a lot of times we're in situations because we enable our own selves and the people we love to live in less than the ideal wealthy situation. So what must we do about it? We must spend less money. You must get more money. And then you must get your money back. We're going to talk about it. The harvest is here. The time is now. This is your season. And the reason is because you deserve it. Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today. So what's the word of the day? Behold, I am about to do a new thing. Isaiah 43:19. You know, that word gives me great joy. It gives me hope. It gives me faith. It gives me endurance. Because no matter what you have been through, guess what? If God did it for me, he can do it for you too. You know, it doesn't make any sense to be jealous of anybody. It doesn't even make any sense to be down on yourself because you see other people succeeding. Because guess what? If God did it for them, he can do it for you too. And when God blesses your neighbor, that means he is in your neighborhood. So we are in the same family. And what that means is that time is now. The harvest is here. It is a new opportunity to do a new thing, to bring on new joy, to bring on new wealth, so that you don't have to live in whatever you were given. All the stuff that you were given, that stuff is behind. We are leaving broke behind, and it is behind. So guess what? I want you to write down everything that you want to be new. I want you to write down everything that you want to be true. And I want you to write down what you are willing to do about it to create the future that you see for yourself. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So yes, I'm so excited. Today, I'm going to introduce you to someone you need to know. She is a VP community manager, and she is a part of the Chase Community and Business Development Division. I'm so excited about this conversation because, you know, if you're anything like me, you need the basics and you need them to be broken down in a way that you can understand and in a way that you can apply. And so Laura Lopez is joining us today. She's a community manager in Chicago for community and business development. She's a local ambassador for Chase who builds relationships with key community leaders, nonprofit partners, and small businesses at the neighborhood level. So I have a question. Are you a community leader? Are you a nonprofit partner? Are you a small business? If the answer is yes to either of the three or all three, then you need to know Laura Lopez. Why? Because Laura hosts financial health workshops. She facilitates nonprofit partnerships and she offers community programming. Laura is helping to advance racial equity by supporting Black, Hispanic, and Latino communities with the tools and resources to help us, I'm saying us, build our financial well-being. Welcome to the roundtable, Laura.
Thank you, Lynn. I am super excited to be chatting with you today, specifically about how to get better with our money management skills.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to have you here. Let me tell you why. Because what we learn, we master. And what we master becomes a part of our wealth building toolkit. It's not just the money we have, but it's the beliefs that we have. It's the assets that we acquire. And it's how we start to work together to pass on these beliefs, these assets, and yes, the money on to future generations. And so, Laura, what you're doing is so, so very important. You know, African Americans, according to the most recent Pew Hispanic Center report, African Americans have an average net worth of less than $7,000, and Hispanic Americans have an average net worth of less than $12,000. So I want us to be in position to increase our net worth and also to be able to do it one step at a time. So you have some very important instructions for us. And it starts with the little things. And it starts with our saving. And nobody wants to really deal with saving because we know we should do it and we don't do it and we feel bad. And this is not about beating up on ourselves. This is about empowering ourselves so we can master this area. So can you tell me, where are our savings hiding? Where are they hiding?
You just nailed it, Lynn. You said something very important. You said managing your money can be overwhelming. And this is why I love this topic, because finding your hidden savings can be fun. It doesn't have to be overwhelming if you do it with your family, if you do it with your kids, right? Ask the question, maybe even do it as a game, a fun game of how to build savings by finding the ways that you can save on money. So when we think about saving, oftentimes we feel we cannot save money. And that's a valid feeling, Lynn, because think about all the priorities that we have with the money. Payday comes around.
Yep.
We have all the list of bills that we gotta pay, but we often fail to pay ourselves. Now, if we are experiencing that feeling, because we've all been there, you got to start somewhere. And you got to start by building awareness of where that money is going so that you can snatch it and take control of it.
Yes.
Snatch it and take control of it. We normally recommend starting with a budget tool a budget planner. We actually have our own on chase.com/budget builder. It's a free form. It's digital and printable as well. And you can list all of your expenses, list everywhere that money or where that money goes, and hence everywhere, because sometimes, I'll tell you really quick, last year my sister was still in college, and oftentimes she would ask me, hey, can you sell me $20? Can you transfer me $20 for gas? And she became my expense. So sometimes we don't see those expenses, but they're happening. And until we line them up and we became aware, then we can start making some changes.
Yeah.
It's critical that we become aware of that. And then we start looking for those hidden savings tricks that we're going to talk about in just a minute.
Let me tell you, you just said something, because my little sister, she'll email me, she'll text me, call me, whatever. Lynn, can you, I need $200 for this. I need $300 for that. It was every month. I'm like, you are a bill. You're a bill.
Did you add that to your budget?
Yeah. And I don't even know your bills. So if you want me to help you pay your bills, I need to see your bills. And better yet, I need to see your bank statement. How about that? Because I need to know, based on your bank statement, how long are you going to be a bill to me? And I actually need to see if I can become a bill to you.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is what I mean when it comes down to finding your hidden savings. Share it with your friends. Make it a fun. Share it with your kids. Kids, oh my God, kids need financial education so bad. Make it fun. Engage them. So did you know that you can save more than $2,000 a year just by cutting down on eating out?
Yep.
At least one or two times a week.
Come on now.
One or two times a week. So think about how many times we eat dinner out, first of all. And let's just say, because if I go out, even if it's just with my husband, it's about $40, $50 a tab. And $40, $50 a week is going to have me save $2,000 a year.
I just did the math. $52 a week times 52 weeks a year is $2,600.
Imagine that.
That's a lot of money.
Sometimes with that feeling, yes. So for those of us, because I feel the same way from time to time, that we can't save money, it's a valid feeling. But that's when you take time and reassess. I have another one for you, Lynn.
Yeah.
Did you know that you can save over $1,000 just by brown bagging your lunch?
Come on now. Would you come on and preach? Laura, we're laughing, but this is so serious. Do you know how much money you will have if you are more strategic? If you're more strategic about those meals, how much they cost, how you're going to plan them, who you're going to plan them with. At a minimum, if you're going to go out to eat, especially if you're a small business or you have a home-based business, then you can write off that meal and get a tax deduction for it. That's a whole nother conversation for a different show, but this is money you can save. You can save this money. Oh my God, Laura, let me tell you, we have more, we have more, we have more.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
How exciting. Yes, we are still talking to Laura Lopez, VP Community Manager with Chase Community and Business Development. We're so excited to always have JP Morgan Chase here with us. And Laura has been talking to us about hidden savings. Hidden savings. Now, you know what I'm going to say. I always say this. Some say money talks, but I say money walks away from you quietly and you don't know where it went. It would be nice if a dollar said, I'm about to roll bounce up out of here. And when you come find me, I will not be there. It would be nice if money actually did talk, but it doesn't. It just walks very silently. So right here to help you find the money that walked away and how we are going to get it back, we have Laura still here with us. So Laura, you already talked about dinners. You talked about lunch. But I also want you to tell us about that cell phone.
Yes. You know, every year it doesn't fail. There's a new phone that requires more data, that it requires a different plan, and we all go for it, right?
Yep. So
maybe we should reassess at that point. And I somebody told me once, Laura, if you're about to purchase something or sign a contract, think about it for 48 hours. And if it still makes sense, then come back.
Come on now.
Don't ever be afraid.
Yes.
Don't ever be afraid to say, I'll be back, Mr. Agent. I'll be back. Hold on to that new phone. Hold on to that new plan. I'll be back. Because oftentimes, we sign up for plans that have a broader Wi-Fi or more perks, but then we don't use those perks.
Right.
And if anything, consider switching to a prepaid plan. Oftentimes, it'll save you more money for the same service that you're receiving.
Yep. No, yeah. I love it.
And the next one I have for you is the grocery one.
Oh, my God. Help us, Laura. Could you please break it down about the groceries?
Lynn, how often do we create a grocery list before?
Me too. Me. Could you help me? Right. Come on now. Help us.
Look, if you tell your kids time to go grocery shopping and they're rolling your eyes at you, that's because you're spending way too much time inside that grocery store. Create your list. Create your list ahead of time. That way you go in and out with the things you need. Nothing that called your attention or all those extra temptations. You know, want to make sure that we create a list before we go to the grocery store. That way it can save you money in the long run. That's another trick that when I started using, boy, it made such a difference. Such a difference.
You know, when I was living check to Monday, I'd get paid in the morning, and after I got my groceries and paid a few bills, I'd be broke by the evening. And I tell people there is no shame. That was during the last recession, the one of 2008. And if you did not have a money problem back then you probably knew someone who did have a money problem. So what I want you all to know is I took the grocery thing very seriously. I cut coupons, and I'll never forget, I saw the coupon that said that the boxes of cereal was 10 for $10. Okay. So the cereal was $1 per box. And I got the cereal. I went and got 100 boxes and I came home and my kids said, well, Mom, we don't eat that cereal. I said, you do now. Oh yes. Because cereal eating was a thing that happened very frequently in my home. So it is important to look at those groceries and to take control of it. Laura, you are right on point. But you also talked about homeownership. You talked to us about homeownership. And my specific question, or the specific question that you have for us, that you have for our listeners, is this. Do you own a home? Talk to us about that.
Owning homes, especially, you know, in our Black and Latino Hispanic communities, we think that once we have that loan, it's forever. But Lord, we have to pay that thing from our pocket.
Yeah.
It's costing us money and interest rates. So whenever interest rates are down, you want to make sure you are talking to your banker. Again, all in the efforts of saving money. Now, at times, I've seen it where they refinance to take money out, but be careful, right? The point here is increasing your net worth.
Yeah.
Is this taking you further in your financial journey? Is this really helping build your net worth, or is it pulling you farther from it?
Yeah.
So it's important to always take a look at your mortgage, because for many of us, the mortgage is the biggest loan we'll ever have.
Yeah.
So you may also save thousands of dollars in interest over the life of your loan. But it's important to keep that conversation open with your banker to see when is the right time.
Yeah, my thing is, if you're going to take a look at pulling money out of your house, is that money going to make money?
Yes.
It's a simple question. Will the money make money? This is so important. Now, if you are pulling money out of your house to pay off student loans or to buy a car or to go on vacation, the answer is no. I'm going to tell you no. Now, maybe, just maybe, if you're pulling money out to start a business or to scale a business, to go from making one gadget an hour to making 1,000 gadgets an hour, perhaps if you're going to scale a business. But I first I want you to talk to Laura. I want you to talk to your banker before you just start pulling money out. We want to make sure that you are going to win and not lose. Very important. Contact Laura. Contact your banker. Have the conversation. My big brother Les Brown says people fail in life because they don't know what they don't know and they think they know. I don't want you to not know what you don't know. I want you to get in the know. And then once you get the knowledge, take action, because knowledge is not power until it is put into action. And I have to say this, Laura, as well. There are so many people out there who have mortgages. And our black and brown brothers and sisters, you got a mortgage so long ago and you don't realize you can do a streamlined refinance. You don't need pay stubs. You don't need W-2s. You don't even need bank statements. If you have paid your mortgage on time and you have an FHA, a conforming Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac conventional loan, or even a VA loan, you may be eligible for a streamlined refinance so you can take advantage of a lower monthly payment. And perhaps you may have lost your job or your income may be different and you're worried and somebody told you no, you have to ask for a streamlined refinance. That is so, so, so very important.
I agree, Lynn. It's so important to be brave and ask those questions. And it also applies to like credit cards and other type of loans. Call your bank. Call your financial institution, see what other options they have for you. Maybe moving the due date in order to avoid a late payment
can
solve the case. But it takes a phone call, right? And it takes you to pick up the phone and talk to a representative or visit one of the locations.
You know, it really makes me sad to think about how many people did not take advantage of the lower rates. I want us to really wake up and I want us to take advantage of what is here and what is available. Now, there are lots of people who are thinking, well, the rates have gone up. Well, here's the deal. You don't know what you don't know. And when rates were down to 2% and 3%, that was just a very short period in time. When I first started helping people in the mortgage business over 2 decades ago, rates were 10, 11, 12%. I even heard they were as high as 15 or 16%. So do not believe the hype of what you see on television about rates going up, because you don't know how that relates to your situation. So I want you to talk to Laura and find out about your options. Find out about the options that are available to you in your unique situation.
Thank you, Lynn. And because of these sessions that you're doing, people are now becoming aware. It's important to not only listen to what we're saying, but take action.
Yeah.
Take action after this.
So yes, all of my homeowners out there, I want you to take action, take action, take action. And if you want to become a homeowner, take action. Okay, so Laura, tell us this. What is the 50-30-20 rule? What's the 50-30-20 rule?
Absolutely. Sometimes we don't know where to start, right? And having a plan for your money is central to building a solid financial foundation. So the rule suggests that you do a 50-30-20 with your income, where 50% goes to your needs, like housing, transportation, and then you have the 30% going to the wants, which is your dining out, your hobbies, and then the 20% of your money going to goals or savings or paying off a debt, right? But this is just a model. It's a model where we're suggesting where your dollars should go. Obviously, it's not going to be perfect every month. Some months, you know, life comes at you fast, and you may have a 40-40-20 split instead of 50-30-20. And it's important to know it's okay because we've all been there. But ideally, you want to spend half of your money in your needs and at least a 20% either cutting down your debt or saving money.
Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. Where can people reach you, Laura? Tell us where we can reach you.
Yes. I'll share with you guys my email. My email is laura.e.lopez@chase.com. And I would also invite you all to visit chase.com/financial goals. Because all of it that we just talked about, Lynn, can be found there. So if you need to go back into that website, go in there, print some articles. There's some great videos on how to get started. And if you've already gotten started and you want to take it up a notch and try to save maybe for retirement or buying some real estate, there's also great tips and resources on that site.
Oh my goodness, what a treat. I am so excited about continuing to work with you, Laura, and to work with Chase to bring more information, to bring more knowledge and awareness. I'd love to come visit you one day. And I'd love to just continue to have this dialogue. You know, this is a season of new opportunities. This is a season of new beginnings. But guess what? In your new beginnings and your new opportunities, all you have to do is go back to the basics. I want you to go find that money that is hiding that you could be saving. It's hidden in those meals. It's hidden in that cell phone or that upgrade. It's hidden in many different places. And if you're a homeowner out there, listen, do not think that once you own a home, that's it. Once you own a home, it is time to take care of your house. Take care of that house, your financial house, your spiritual house, your mental house, and yes, your money house. Okay. So guess what? The harvest is here and the time is now. It's your season to win.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
So, yes, we're doing a new thing, and hopefully you heard something that will help you be successful in your new thing so you can get to the true thing that is designed for you. And that is a life filled with opportunity, a life filled with possibility, a life filled with freedom, financial freedom, mental freedom, emotional freedom, career freedom, relationship freedom. You know, it's going to take a lot of undoing to undo the things we have done. If you have been living for 20 years, well, there are 365 days in 1 year. So in 10 years, that's 3,650 days. In 20 years, that's over 7,000 days. And in 40 years, that's over 14,000 days. So I want you to take everything that you heard here today, and I want you to not allow yourself to get overwhelmed, because it's going to take undoing all 14,000 days of your past DNA. But how do you do it? And let me be specific, your past financial DNA. So if you find yourself in a certain situation, if you find yourself without enough money, if you find yourself in a financial despair, if you find yourself feeling anxious, then everything that you've done up to this point has created that. And guess what? We're working here together right now to undo it. But I want you to remember, you've got to be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself. Just take one tip. You know, get rid of, if you can't end all of the meals in your life because you're so attached to the people, just start with the lunches. Start with taking your lunch to work if you are back out, going back out into the workforce. Start with the dinners. Are you finding yourself every single weekend going out to dinner? I'm going to tell you right now, I have significantly slowed down the number of dinner meetings I'm taking, okay? Because if I take even a business colleague out to a dinner meeting on a Thursday night and then a dinner lunch on a Saturday and then another dinner meeting on Sunday or whatever it is, then I could look up and I could see myself having spent $500 in one weekend on meals. That's $2,000 a month. That's $24,000 a year. In 4 years, that's almost $100,000. Now, the pandemic has been going on for more than 2 years. So imagine adding 2 years to that and sticking to the same habit of eating meals that you're not getting the money back as a tax deduction for business purposes, okay? It's just money gone down the drain. All it takes is undoing one thing at a time. That cell phone, the expensive, you know, hair and nail appointments. Maybe you have to get it done, but maybe not as frequently. All right? So the power is in our hands. And for those of you who own a home, speak up. Call your banker and find out what options are available to you. And before you make a decision, before you make a major financial move, make sure you've gotten a complete financial assessment. Look at everything, because there are no secluded areas of your financial life. Everything touches everything else. One thing impacts the other thing. I used to think if I just spent money without any discipline, that that's all it would impact. Well, I did not just end up broke without any money. It also affected my credit. It also affected my communication with my significant other, with my husband, with my children, with other people. Because there were times when if I didn't have enough money, I was stressed out about it. And so now I'm irritated by everybody and I'm irritating them. So one thing impacts the other thing. It is your season to win. The harvest is here and the time is now. You may be looking for the next best thing. I'm telling you that the next best thing is right in front of you. You heard it. You heard it today. You hear it every day. You hear it every single time we get a chance to dialogue, to communicate, and to pull back the layers of some of these things that are keeping us behind the eight ball. Okay, so I want to see you win, and I want to see you win now. I'm going to share with you a savings challenge. Save $1 this week. Just $1. This is week number one. In week number two, save $2. In week number three, save $3. In week number four, save $4. Keep doing that. And if you do that for 52 weeks, you will have over $1,300 saved. That's a step in the right direction. And imagine if you keep going. If you've got a little bit more income to spare, if you've got a little bit of extra money, save $2 in week one. Save $4 in week two. Save $6 in week three. Add $2 each week. And at the end of the year, you'll have well over $2,700. So it's starting with the small things. That's all it takes. It just takes the small things. You don't have to take big, gigantic steps. Just take small steps and be consistent. I believe in you. I know that you can do this. I know that you have the ability. And if you're already on track, then get someone else on track. Listen to this show again. Listen to them all. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. Click the links there. Go find the podcast. Go to the YouTube. Go to LynnMillionaire.tv. LynnMillionaire.tv. You can listen to these messages over and over and over again, because sometimes you've got to listen to it more than once in order for it to stick. Whatever it is, I'm here with you and I'm believing in you and I'm standing with you and I'm standing for you. I'm counting on your dreams with you and I am counting them for you. I know that you're going to get there. You cannot fail until you quit, and we're not quitting. So keep going, keep growing, and I'll see you on the other side. The harvest is here and the time is now.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.